Let us pray together, shall we pray? This is the day that you have made, O Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Father, be present with us as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And may your abiding spirit bless us with its presence as we break the bread of life, even the sacrament of Holy Communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I always like to mention that in the United Methodist Church, we understand the Lord's table as just that. It is the Lord's table. It is not a United Methodist table. And everyone who professes Christ as Lord and Savior, Regardless of church or denomination, you're more than welcome to come and to celebrate the sacrament with the rest of us. Hear now the invitation to the Lord's table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. At this time, I'd like for the boys and girls to come forward. Still away. I'm glad to see all of you all. Good job. We've got more and more folks. Anybody else? Well, today, boys and girls, we are talking about in our sermon and also with our sacrament. We're talking about bread. There are all kinds of bread, right? And in our Lord's Prayer, we ask God to give us this day our daily bread. Well, I just took a few minutes today and I collected all kinds of bread that we have at home. Now, this kind of bread, that's whole wheat bread. And they say it's good for you to eat. But if you're like me, you can't eat too much. I found another kind of bread. This is a wheat cracker. See there? Yeah, you like that. You know what goes nicely on this? Cheese and peanut butter with a scoop of jelly right on top of it. Now that goes down very nicely. Very nicely. And I've got more kinds of bread. Look at this. Now that is a kind of cracker. It's not made out of wheat necessarily. Tastes mighty good. I think this is made out of nuts. Can you believe that? My wife eats these because she needs something that doesn't have gluten in it. So this other bread's got gluten in it. But sometimes I get into her crackers and I hear about it too. They're real good with cheese, peanut butter, and jelly. But look what else I found. This is what we will have in just a few more minutes as we celebrate communion. This is called a communion wafer, and it doesn't have any yeast in it in that it's flat bread, and it doesn't rise like this bread does. See how spongy it is? That's flat. Now, this is the bread of the Lord's Supper. So what I want to share with you is, every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, give us this day our daily bread. This is part of what we might say is daily bread, except this one, that's part of the Lord's Supper. But we can have that as often as we want it. We just have it the first Sunday of every month,
which of course is today. So God really cares about whether we get something to eat, because he says, give us this day our daily bread, and we have bread. But, and there's something we need to remember, not everyone has enough to eat, and not everyone has bread. And it's up to us to find ways to share the bread that we have with other people, so that they can say, yes, God, through folks here at Rockwood United Methodist, have given me bread. Can you remember to share? He wants us to. Let's have a prayer. Thank you, O Lord, for bread, for all the fun we have eating it, and for the necessity bread is, as life comes from eating. Let us all do well, but let us do better by sharing what we have with others. Amen. And thank you all for coming up. As we come together again for a season of prayer, I would remind us that in our bulletin is our current prayer list. There may be others that you would like to add to that. If you would take the ritual of friendship pads at this time and go ahead and register your attendance, and also include on the attendance register those persons you would like for us as a church, as a congregation, to be remembering in prayer. One thing I want to mention, in addition to our prayer list, is a situation which is pure havoc in the area of the world known as Nepal. I understand the latest count is going to be well above 10,000 people who have died or will die because they are caught and cannot get out of the rubble. Many people will want to help with the situation, so I want to invite you next Sunday to find some extra money and write a check or have cash, label it Nepal. That's all you have to do is N-E-P-A-L, Nepal. And we will see that all of the money that is labeled for Nepal goes to what is known as the United Methodist Committee on Relief. It's called UMCOR, U-M-C-O-R. We have an agency which is worldwide in United Methodism to allow 100% of all contributions to go to the need. The administration of the money we pay for in what's known as the askings or our tithe to the United Methodist Conference. So if you would feel like you'd like to give in some way helping that terrible situation in Nepal, we'll have a special offering next Sunday, and please bring your money at that time. Let us bow in prayer. With grateful hearts, O Lord, we turn to you at this time of prayer in our worship service today. When we think about the idea of approaching the throne of grace of Almighty God, who is also our Heavenly Father, we are overwhelmed with the privilege of being able to communicate with you, O Lord, and to realize that you have promised to hear all of our prayers. So this day, we as a church come to you. We have issues of concern that we want to raise to your throne of grace. There are many sick. There are many who are recovering. There are others who are bereaved, others who are caught in the conflicts of life, which do not allow them a clear choice of decisions without some baggage or fallout from having to decide to make decisions or not to make decisions. Lord, we're caught up because we are human, but you know all of those issues that face humanity because you were human once in Jesus Christ. And not only did he inform us about you, O Lord, but he also informed you about us and what it is like being human. So in the midst of our humanity, we turn to the divine man, Jesus, as our intercessor to go on to your throne of grace. Please hear our prayers, those mentioned as well as those whom we lift to your throne of grace silently at this time. We know, O Lord, that you hear us when we pray. We make bold to say we will listen for you. We make bold to say we will make time to hear you when you speak to us, when you answer our prayers. Help us, bless us, keep us always dynamic as we know you are. Lead, guide, and direct us, O Lord, every step of the way in this life, helping us realize that we are not citizens of this world, but we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Bless us, O Lord, and show us the way to go home. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Still.
Stand as we sing. Our scripture lesson today is contained in three places throughout the Holy Scriptures. First of all, from Exodus chapter number 16, verses 1 through 4. Then the Gospel of John chapter 6, verses 25 to 35. And then from Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. So let us hear the word of the Lord, first of all, from the Exodus. The whole congregation of the Israelites set out from Elim, and Israel came up to the wilderness of Zin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way, I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not." And then from John, when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you were looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And then the single verse, which is, of course, the theme for today. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And here end these readings from God's most holy word. Once again, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for this scripture. We give you thanks for bread and all the meanings of bread, which the scriptures point out for us to understand and to behold. Bless us, O Lord, as we break the bread of life through the preaching of the word. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. The meaning is all too obvious, isn't it? Bread is so useful for all of us. You go out and eat, and first thing you know, you have bread in front of you to chew on before your meal comes. Sometimes it's there before you ask for it. Would you like to have some bread? Is what others will say. It is the staff of life. It is the centerpiece of our meal. So when we ask, give us this day our daily bread, we go right through that phrase. But what does it really mean? It means that which I show the children in the children's address. It certainly means that, but it certainly means much more than that. You heard the scripture from Exodus. You heard the scripture from John. Jesus is moving the understanding of bread from the area, the realm, and the understanding of manna, that which came each day, that which the children of Israel ate for their meal, for their sustenance, every day. They couldn't hoard it. It would spoil if they did. They were to depend upon God's beneficence for the manna which came from heaven on a daily basis. Hence, give us this bread. When we look at what God does for us, we recognize that we are participants in it. This is what Jesus gave to us to understand. He says, not only do you get bread, but if you follow me. In another place, he said, if you eat from my flesh, I'll become part of you. Hence the tie-in in the sacrament of Holy Communion between the flesh of Jesus and the bread of the sacrament. We're moving up a notch or two or three or ten in meaning. I never will forget one of the earliest stories, my daddy, who was a preacher too, that my daddy told when he was preaching to us little kids. It's one you've heard, I'm certain you have heard. And it's one most appropriate now when people have laying off their gardens and when they're beginning to plant rows of whatever. It hasn't come up yet, perhaps, but still we're getting ready. It seems that later in the spring or early summer, the pastor came to see this farmer, and he saw a beautiful laid-out garden with all kinds of vegetables in it. Oh my, he could see the corn, he could see the beans, he could see the potato plants and all of that. And then the pastor, in such a pious way, turned to the preacher and he says, look what the Lord has given you. Isn't it beautiful? Oh yes, the farmer said. It is truly beautiful, but you should have seen it when the Lord had it by himself. There is so much there that just as we sing hymns, even though we've sung them before, perhaps a little story like that is something that helps get the meaning within all of us. Bread is one thing, and we will probably eat some for lunch, will we not? But the bread of heaven means Jesus Christ is also what we partake, such as the bread at the sacrament, which we will have shortly. You see, Jesus says that God wants to feed us, but we're to do something with that. We're not just to sit here with our hands out. We're not just to be like the little birds, which we see a lot of or hear a lot of now, where the parents go out and they get food and there they sit with their mouths open and they squeak and squawk and as if to say, feed me first. That's only beginning for us. We are to receive the food, the bread, but we are to do something with it. That old farmer had it right, yes. The Lord may have given that land, but you should have seen him when he had it by himself. We are to work with the bread we are given. Furthermore, Jesus says it's not just bread that you pray for. Later on in Matthew, still in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, he says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Did you realize that was in the Sermon on the Mount too? That we are to ask God for anything and everything. Perhaps we don't ask God enough. Perhaps we don't trust God to give us what we ask for. Perhaps, and I think this may be the case, we ask for things which may not be good for us. And we are not prepared to hear a no, Bill Fowler, I don't want to give you that. We want to tell God how God should act, and we don't want to hear a negative answer from our Lord. We want God to give us what we want, and we will pout if we don't get it. And we say, we're not going to worship you anymore. I'm staying out of church because you didn't answer my prayer. It's like Congress. It's deadlocked, our relationship with God. We have our agenda, but God has his. We are to ask God for whatever, but it also needs to fit into what God knows is good for us. So when we pray, let's look deeply inside of our souls. God, do I really want this? Do I really do? Do I? Well, what's also interesting is that God says, all right, you wanted this, you can have it, but you'll be sorry. Anybody ever prayed for something and got it and wish you hadn't prayed for it? I can tell. I watch your faces. This does happen. This is why, just as we have bread every day, we thank God for that bread, and bread comes from heaven. But, and that's the obvious, but yet the less tangible comes with that bread. As God's people, we are to be creative with the gifts he's given us. And we are to take those gifts and find opportunities to glorify his name. We are to say, thanks, God. This is a tremendous gift. This is how I want to show you that I'm appreciative of what you've given. opportunities to glorify God are everywhere we may want to look. But are we looking? Are we asking? Are we prepared to say, no, I think you need to wait? Are we? I think, of course, we are. So may God bless us as we celebrate the sacrament, as we take the bread. And remember, that's just the first stage. The first stage is the bread itself, but then the second is Jesus himself. And when we eat the bread that comes from him, the manna from heaven, we are a changed people because we take that gift of Jesus and we use it to glorify God and to make things better wherever we are, wherever we go. Something I want you to do today. You'll receive the sacraments shortly, all of us will. But by the end of the day, I want you to tell yourself, I took the sacrament, the bread of heaven. I asked for it, give us this day our daily bread. I received it. Now, what am I sharing with God today? How am I making things better today? In my relationships, in my plans, in my reflections, in my prayer life, what will you and I say to God as we close our eyes, going to sleep for the night? What will we be able to say? God, I took the bread, and this is what I did with it. Praise your name. Amen. Let us continue now with the sacrament. The liturgy, of course, is found behind me on the screens as well as on page 13 in our hymnal. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. And he broke the bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. Gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let those who be assisting with the sacrament come at this time.